Sculptor Craig Gray carved and restored gravestones for 25 years when he lived in New England. He moved to Key West 4 years ago, intending to focus on his artwork. But after a friend asked him to create a gravestone when her husband died, he found himself back in the cemetery, and he's now restoring some of the stones at the historic graveyard. As a relatively new resident of the island, he says the cemetery teaches him a lot.
It's like a history book that's really condensed. And when you walk through this cemetery, you can find the history of Key West in almost every stone.
One of the stones he's restoring marks the grave of Charles DuPont. He was the first African-American to win popular election as Monroe County Sheriff in 1888.
His stone was granite, so it was very durable. It just, for some reason or other, it was knocked down. And you wouldn't even known it was him because of the fact that the stone was face down. The back of it was all you could see.
DuPont's stone is upright again, and his name is back in public view, in time for cemetery tours planned for this Saturday. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.